Today, President Trump called it a very sad milestone, the news that 100,000 people have now died from COVID-19. Trump saying he extends his heartfelt sympathy to all the families and friends of those who've passed.
And that toll now exceeds the deaths from the Vietnam and Korean wars combined, American deaths from those wars. NPR science correspondent Rob Stein joins us now. Rob, what is the significance of 100,000 deaths from the coronavirus? Can you put that number in any kind of context?
Yeah, Jeremy, you know, it's a really stunning number and drives home what a terrible impact the pandemic is having on this country. You know, it may feel like this has been going on forever, but it's only really been a few months. And already the virus has killed about triple the number of Americans who died all year from the flu last year, and more than double the number who die from breast cancer every year, and probably as many as die from opioid overdoses and suicides combined in a whole year. So it's just a devastating loss of life, especially when you think about the fact that behind each of those deaths are families who are grieving.
Well, and that number is with all of the stay-at-home and social distancing measures that have been going on. Do we have any idea how accurate that count is?
You know, it's almost certainly an undercount, unfortunately, of the true toll for several reasons. Because of the testing shortage, a lot of the people who died from COVID-19 were never officially diagnosed, and so were not counted. And there's been some confusion, especially in the beginning, about exactly who should be counted. Many people probably died at home. So there's little doubt that far more than 100,000 people in America have died from COVID. And also, let's not forget, these are just the deaths. There have been at least 1.7 million cases of COVID in the U.S. So in addition to all those who died, many others got really sick, spent weeks in intensive care on respirators, and many are still struggling to recover from those often are terrible, debilitating complications.
And how does the number of deaths in the U.S. at this point compare to other countries?
The U.S. has only about 4% of the world's population, but the country has had about a third of all the deaths from COVID. So, you know, just for comparison, let's look at like the U.K., which is number two. The U.K. has recorded about 37,000 deaths. Italy, which we heard a lot about for a while, has had about 33,000 deaths. China, where the pandemic began, has recorded less than 5,000 deaths. So you can see, unfortunately, the U.S. is clearly the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic globally.
And do we have a sense, Rob, of whether we have passed the peak here in the U.S. or is it still getting worse?
You know, things certainly have improved in this country. Overall, the total number of cases and deaths have been falling. And as a result, the country is starting to reopen. So there is hope. But at the same time, there's still a lot of concern. There are parts of the country where things haven't really gotten better, may still be getting worse. And remember, the virus is still out there, and most people probably have never been exposed to it, so could easily get infected. So many public health experts say, look, this is far from over. In fact, it could still just be the beginning, unfortunately, especially if people let down their guard and stop doing things like wearing masks and socially distancing. The virus could start spreading like wildfire and come roaring back in places where it looks like it's under control or hit places that seemed like they had been spared. So there's a lot of concern that many, many more thousands of deaths still could be lost if we don't ease things up slowly and carefully.
That is NPR science correspondent Rob Stein. Rob, thank you.
You bet, Jeremy.